Seen today at a Shreveport industrial plant this afternoon. As KTBS3's Jim Roberts shows us, it could have been a lot worse.
I'm dead.
It was no laughing matter when Josh Gerd and a coworker were running from a fire that gutted this building. Their fear began when they were burning rubbish behind it.
It was in a barrel just like this one right here. We waited till it burned down, and we walked back inside the building, and apparently a gust of wind came in and picked some of the embers up.
Those embers landed on a vat of chemicals used to fill tires to keep them from going flat.
And it just went up in a blaze after that. There was nothing. We tried to put it out with the water hose, and it wasn't doing nothing. It got so high so fast that it was evaporating the water before we could get to it, you know? And the only thing we could do is get out of the building as soon as we got out. We probably heard about three explosions.
Minutes later, the first firefighters arrived.
They got here and they put it out pretty quick.
That's because the fire department knew what to expect.
They pre-plan all the buildings and businesses in the city for any type of hazardous material. So before they even got here, communications was already radio, and there's petroleum-based products in there. There's antifreeze in there. Look for these potential dangers.
Because of those chemicals and the fire threatened to spread to a nearby KOA campground, the fire department sounded a second alarm.
When they pulled that second alarm, they didn't know how long they were going to be here. In fact, the Salvation Army's emergency canteen came along just in case.